Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 23, 2023, Thursday of the fourth week of Lent. It is taken from John, chapter 5, verses 31 to 47. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true, but there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf, but you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our Gospel today. Jesus was bewailing the fact that people were looking for human testimonies. They were somehow appeased with the testimony of John. But the testimony of John, while it gave light, was temporary. The testimony of John was a burning and a shining lamp, but it could not last because he was baptizing only with water and not with the Holy Spirit. The works, the miracles that Jesus did, and the teachings that he taught were testimony enough, because even Moses wrote about him. He did not only make the sick well and the lame walk, and even expelled demons, but he made the dead rise to life. But that was not even enough, because the greatest testimony that the Father has done in him was when the Son gave his life as a ransom for many. The greatest testimony of all was when the Son himself died, when he entered into the death of humanity, so that on the third day, he will give them the possibility to rise with him. This is the most profound and the greatest testimonies of the Father. According to St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 14, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. That is the good news, and that is the greatest testimony of all, coming from the Father himself.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.